Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
How do you get your partner to just call and check in when he's traveling? One time I had a friend over for dinner, and while she was there, my husband, who I was dating at the time, called just to let me know he'd arrived at his hotel. He was going snowboarding the next day, and he drove the night before so that he could get on the mountain really early. I get off the phone, and she was like, oh my gosh, he is so considerate to do that. Because her boyfriend never calls when he's traveling, and he travels a lot for work. And I'm like, you know, he didn't come that way. It took a lot of time to get him to do that. Maybe half a dozen trips where he didn't call me, and I had to explain how worried I was that he's driving in the dark and the roads can be slick in winter. And if something happens, how will I know? And then he realized, I'm not trying to keep tabs on him, but I actually care about his welfare. Communicating clearly is so important, and it is so not easily done. But I think if you're sharing how you feel with your partner, you can't go wrong. And ultimately, he'll be flattered that you care so much. Nowadays, it is so easy to track locations with smartphones. And of course, you have to get the other person to allow you to track their location. And to me, this is an even trickier conversation, because then there's the risk that, oh, you're going to spy on me now. You're going to want to know where I am every second of the day, and I'm going to have to explain myself to you. And what if I'm going someplace that isn't a big secret, but I don't necessarily need you checking up on me? You know, it's like a whole host of ideas that swirl in the brain, I think. And it's just in the last few years, actually, that the conversation even came up with myself and my husband. Like, I don't know how long we had smartphones before we were like, hey, maybe location sharing is a good idea. And I was quick to share my location with my husband. I think for women, it's more of a safety issue. Maybe we're less worried about it. I quite like not having to text him that I'm stopping off at such and such, because I think, oh, if he's worried, he'll just check my location. He was not as excited about the idea as I was. So I just shared my location with him, and then I just waited for him to get comfortable with the idea. You know, I made the case for why I thought it made sense, and then I just let him sit on it. And then I don't know how long it took him, but he eventually decided it was okay. And it has come in really handy, especially for trips that he takes, because then I can see that he's landed and I think, okay, he's fine. He's driving up to the mountain now and he's chatting with his buddies and he's having fun and enjoying himself, and he'll reach out to me and check in when he has time. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.